You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chius Pchoyrei Shel Eisen. It was the Sudas of Ram Avinu. That day was, so Yankov was making Michael of Elim, Doshim, beans. Eisen comes in and says, Vayemi Yankov Michuk Hayem. And he says he wants to, Alitaini no, Ma'adam, Ma'adam, Vayemela, Yankov Michuk Hayem, Hayem es Pchoyrei Shali. Rashi says, over the end of Pasik, with Kayem, Rashi says, Kayem shu baro kach mocharli mechir brura. Kayem, like, just like the day is clear. Poshpsham Pasik is very schwer. We'll see. Vayem Eisa v'niya no nech lomus lomus eli pchoyer. What I need a pchoyer? Vayem Yankov yishavali make a shvua kayem v'yishavali v'yim kores pchoyer Yankov. Right? Yankov nasan le'eisa v'lechem nezid adoshim v'yechol v'yeish v'yakom v'yelech v'yivis eisa v'esa pchoyer. Right, the Rebbe used to teach, right? Yaakov Nasan Leisav there. Vayechol, he ate without a yarmulke, without bracha. Vayeish, he ate, drank whatever. Vayakum, he ate without, he got up without benching, right? Vayelech, and he went without ganza. Remember how the Rebbe, the Beim used to say it. Vayivas Esav is a pchoyra, and Esav spurned, like I said, spurned the birthright. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Bava Basra. That Oisa Yom. The Gemara makes drashas. Amar Biyechon, Chamesh Averis Ova Oisa Rasha Oisa Yom. Baal Nar Murasa, Harages a Nefesh, Kofar Beikar, Kofar Betchias a Mason, Veshat a Sapreyin. You spurn the Bruchay. Baal Nar Murasa says, Yova Esam Nasada, Ki Besada Matzasa, Matzah, by Nar Murasa, it's a Besada. Harages a Nefesh, Siv Oyev. It says, Oyna Lika, the Gemara brings Psukkah, but Oif calls him up. Kofa be'ika, Lama Zelik, Siv Zeke Levan Veyu, Kofa be'tchias Mesa, and Yahilach Lamas, right? And so forth. So, Taysak, interesting, says, I did, there was no thing as Nar Murasa. Still, it's Mukhura Dava. Okay. So, Baron Kotler used to say, okay, so he did five terrible avavas, right? Ritzicha, Gila Rayas, Avodah Zarah, Kofar B'Dis, Kofar B'Ikar, Kofar B'Tchias HaMeisim, right? And Yivas Eif Chayra. That's the smallest of Eivah. The Pasuk tells us only one thing, Vayivas Eisav Eisav Chayra. So he says that the other ones, okay, the other ones could have been tied if something happened, you know, you're upset, you let out the Brensham. Yivas Eisav Eisav Chayra, what does that got to do with anything? Like, what are you being Vazav Chayra? That already shows that this, that's what Pasuk said, that's what showed who Eisav really is, that he was Mevazav Chayra. So Rashi says, right? Pchoros chali, sell to me. Lafisha avoida bepchoros. Yeah, Yankov, avoida was not with Kahanim once. Could you do? Right? Amar Yankov, ein rasha ze kedai, shiyikriv lakadosh baruch hu. Avoida was done pchoros. So he says, not kedai. See what kind of person he is. He does all kinds of things. Right? All these avarice, he's a rasha. So memela, ein rasha ze kedai, shiyikriv lakadosh baruch hu. So I'm going to buy the prayer from him. Frek the Maral, I think he brings it from Mizrahi. Kosher, number three. My shayach mechir b'prayer. Was it shayach to sell b'chayr? Listen to this one. V'chim koin reitzel limka kuhnasi yisrael yachal asus p'sah. A koin will sell his kuhuna. What kind of thing is that? It's a tirutz of Mizrahi. Shekavonis yankiv hoysel limnoya es esav min ha'prayer. His kavonah was just to stop him. He just wanted to stop him there. Ain Rosh is a Kedai, so he says, he wasn't really buying it, he didn't buy that. He wanted to stop it. So he asks a Kasha, I don't know why he asks him later on, look what his Kasha is. Kasha, Mash Pirsh Rashi, Gam Baruch Yiye, Shami Yitzchak, Inkein Lepchor Birachti, Mash Yom Moich Lepchor Le'akav, he is. Moke Maika Omar Lepchor Birachti. He says it's Mash that he was a Pchor. Right, I gave him a bracha to pchor mashut that he had some kapchon. Not just he took it away. I don't know why he has to go. I mean, in the pesukim itself, it says mechor li. Well, the pasuk here, it's mechoras chol li. What does li mean? The jastam he was talking to him. It's mashut that he taka received the pchor. So Maral argues. Maral says no, he got the pchor then. So what is it? Venir li. The dafka gabe kohuna shezach solat Torah. V'Yisrael zaruna. The Torah gave a person a kedushas kohuna. Yisrael Zar Hu Nechshav. He's called a Zar. That's what it's called. You know, Zar. Called Zar Lo Yechol. Called Zar Lo Yechol. Whatever. Different psukim. So, Memelid, you can't. That status of being that Kedushas Kahuna, there's no way you could sell it. There's no way you could become it, right? Av koyde matn toyve. I mean, the chiddush is that it can become a ger. That's already the Torah tells us. Av koyde matn toyve. Shoyis avoyde b'chayres. Right, that's a mission zvachim. Mipnei shehu roy lekovet. Because you write to mechabed him. It's not b'shab because you're an enik of Aaron Ubanov. V'lo matzamish zochzom medin toyve ela shekachu min asvara v'amishpat. It makes sense. She abchor. Hagodol v'choshev. It says a lashon. The bchor is the closest to the father. In fact, Maral in other places says that the word av, aleph beis, is a pshat. The aleph, the father, is the source. Beis is the next step. That's the bchor. That's the next the child. A ben is a binyan. Lashon binyan. Maral says the bchor, the root word of bchor, is the same as bracha, right? Beis rosh chav. Those three letters. So if you look at all those three letters, they're all twos. Beis is 2, Chof is 20, Reish is 200, meaning that first you have something that's independent, it's by itself, Yoh Echad, not first, not Rishon, but Echad, and then it becomes 2, that it expands. What's the expansion? The Bchar. The Bchar is the expansion of oneself. Right? That's what a Bracha is too. A Bracha is an expansion. Oh, so he says, because he's royal cover, Lomat Sana Shazach Sotar Alakachu Esvar Mishpat, She Abchar God Vachashim Oyved. He should do avoid it. Lufikach, therefore Yachalimkar. The shalayu are covered. It's his covered. The yachalim chalak. The Gemara says other things. It could be moichel covered that you deserve it. Dami d'hadar minin. Chacham shemacha kvoide. Kvoide macha. But tam heavy mishum shatayra shalof a ketrik. Shem go into why a melech can't be moichel. They say psukim. But a chacham could be. Why tam heavy mishum shatayra shalai. The yachalim chalak kvoide. The yachal litan rishus. L'achal levarach lefonav. A tamacha can be moichel and let somebody. You're supposed to be mechaber tamacha on the bench first. It can be moichel. Who didn't got the b'chayra? Now be the b'chayra at that point. Nami yochel gim shu yavah bim koymai, right? That's basically what the morale says. The other thing we'll leave right now. Now, Emerson, it's interesting in Medrash Rabba. Medrash Rabba, many quote this Medrash Rabba by Levim. Kachas Levim. Look at Medrash Rabba's come up ahead you like this morale. It's a shtikol arichas, but it's a nice Medrash Rabba. I'm Rabbi saying lama tziva kodesh baruch hu liftos pchayres rabba Levim. She betchila hayo pchayres. Right, number four, Mishamshin Ad Shelo Amat Shevet Levi, K'moshe Shana B'Sein Ad Shelo, which is the Mishnah in Zvachim that the Maral quoted. Ad Shelo Hukam Mishkan Hayobamis Mutaris, right? You let it be makruv outside the base Mikdash, outside the Mishkan. Va'avoyda was b'pchayis. Shehukam Mishkan Nesu Abamis. Va'avoyda b'kam. Teidlach. Shehayu b'pchayis b'kriyis. The Medrash goes the whole Arichas. Ad Shelo Amat Shivtosh Levi. Tol Mitchilasu. Look from the beginning of the world. Adam Rishon Hayobchayis Shelo. V'kivin shakir of karbonoi shenema v'teitiv l'shem. Right, the psukim that the Gemara says there is makr of a we call it a unicorn, an animal with one horn on it. Makr mafris lavish big live lavish big day kohuna gedayla shenema yeshla shem l'kam adam lishta kosnas or v'yal bishem big day shevach hayu v'hayu b'choris m'shtam shemhen. That's the begadim that we see in this week's parashataka. Right, those are the begadim to do the avoda. Right, pelad de gazach. Begadim came about because of the chait of Adam Rishon, right? That's the word beged, shtein rishonim. That means begida, to be unfaithful. And yet, the Rabbi Hashem used the same begadim to be mechaber a person, right? They're called bigdei yakar. The Gemara says, what's manim de chabdusa? Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing what's mechaber him. What's mechaber him? Or that's the word, the Gemara says, levush is loy bush, right? So forget it, it's Mary de Gazach, that the Rebbeinu Shalom saved the face of Adam and Chava. There's a lot of times a person makes a mistake. You know, your spouse does something wrong. So there's two ways. She realizes she does something wrong. So you can save face, you know, help her get out of it. Or you can remind her the next 20 years, you know, remember that time what you did? Maybe I still have one over you, you know. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't do that to us. Forget, the clothes we wear is Begida. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it Kostas Ur. The Ayin changes to the Aleph. It's Ur, like Chazal say. All right. But anyway, Kivin Shemes Adam, Masum L'Sheis. Sheis Masum Meshushach. Kivin Shemes Meshushach, Masum L'Noyach. Omed Noyach V'Hikriv Karbon. Shenem Avikach Mekob Behem HaTorah. Meis Noyach Masum L'Shem. V'chi Shem HaYepchar. Halo Yefes HaYepchar. Oh. Shenem Achi Yefes HaGodl. V'mnei Ma Masum Shem. V'mnei Shetzofo Noyach Shoshis Ovis Omdis Memeno. Because he knew that from Shem will come Avram, Umaki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Vahu Koyen, Vahiku, Hunalon Nitna, Valalon Nitna, Kumla Mesha Amad Aaron. Ma'u shuoyme kan v'hu koin, neshahem akav ke kahana. Meis shem, maso lavram. V'chi avram haya b'char, neshahu tzadik nimso l'b'char. Oh. V'ikav shenema v'yaleya oy l'tachs b'noi. Meis avram, maso yitzchak. Omed yitzchak maso yankav. V'chi yankav b'char hu, ela sha'at moitze, shenat lo yankav men esav b'arma, Amaloi micha kayemes chorasoli atza v'shem alchinim ame yankav leitzav shim kol esav b'char. Lav, ela sheyankov mevakish lahakov, v'lo hayochav neshaloy abchor. Amar Esav, mani mevakish abchorzas. Shenema ena noichil lomus. Voice shon nisnava lavam aloy loy dam sanesa dam yidavrocha. V'chi soina ay Esav sadam. V'ikat sadikim harak. V'ikam chasidim harak. Pala. V'hu aima im loy dam sanesa v'dam yidavrocha. El amaloy im loy dam akor ben sanesa she abchor v'abchors mevafikach v'dam yidavrocha. Voice shakim shalakach yankov sabchora. His school makov shenem elokim al Yankov kum alei beis el vaasei sham izbech. We see later on. V'chein b'shoshikov Moshe b'Sinai pchoyves en ekuvu shenema v'yishach es nara b'nei sol ma'u narei habachurin the chosen ones she b'pchoyves v'yalu oiles v'lamadato shalo yada makov el pchoyves v'kivin shalso Yisrael oisa ma'isa v'chein te'egel amu yavo pchoyves v'kuvu korbanos. So you see v'eshkimu and then there was in the kanuna. Yashkim machas yalu oiles v'kishishlom el makim. Ani nasati to copy some kind of title also. The pchoyres vasisa isem gudayim boyim vekafu biva amdu vekriful levana ego areini moitzin some pchoyres machas bnei leiv. The kapanim state before she also in Divrei David. You look in the Taz. The Taz is a very beautiful sefer on Chumash basically on Rashi. It says kasha chishayach liknas b'moses avoda the lav mammon meichel. He's not selling him a mammon. It's a right to be makrif. Yeshua, the Kohen Shanesa Bamas, like Israel Zal, Hakav, Imu Ish Tzadik, for Elagar. Eshim in a stam, Chalku covered the prayers. The Ratsi Yank of the Sab, Chorasa Shal Esav Achapi Shvua. So Iko was the Shvua, that's why it says made him Shvua. Chay Mashra, he brings this, that's why I saw it. Chay Mashra Mezesh Rabba, Meshemes Shem Nimsu Avoid of Lava. But upon him, that's how they learn. The Maisa is, it's a pretty underselling. I mean, you can't, the Mechir should be bottle. I found one of the Rishonim asks. Interesting. Just interesting. The Zach is not so clear over here. So he says over here, Amal Yankov, like what you were saying now, Micha Kiyemes Paras Chali, Ein Bezeh Bitl Mekach, Ba'at Shemach HaPchor Ba'at Adoshim. It's really underselling. It's very cheap price to buy for some porridge, some beans, whatever it is, the Pchorah. So he says, Shafilim lo yamacha hayamarvicha Yankov. Yankov would have gotten it eventually, like you were saying, yeah. Eventually it would have happened. It's something, the Shkacha would have made it that he would have realized it. Im lo hayamachilo, hayamais, he says, because he would have died over there. Memelo hayabalak, it was coming anyway. So it wasn't real, Leleng Sakilu was not a sale, it was just to show him that he's taking it over. And he says,
the dust. Though,
what?
Sales.
Yeah, but it was just to get him out of the way. So he says, what?
Weapon has no value to the mocker.
The what? It has no value to. Oh. So what was that? Let's see. So the in Taka and Drosha Saran, he says, in Drosha Saran, it was just too long. In Drosha Saran, he says that it's like sort of, he showed that since he was Mavazar Esav Chayre, he was Megala, that to him, it had very little value. Less than taka, it's like a piece of bread. So, mail, if that's what's worth to you, if that's what you hold it on the market price, it might be more. But the Maisa, that's what we hold of it. In Ponim Yofis, there's a Meridika, there's a little Musa de hair here. I'm talking to myself, not to people here, but it's Meridika Zach. It says on the Mishnah in Ovis, Altius Kavada Mishamshim, Altius Kavada Mishamshim, Amanas Lakabu Pras. What's Amanas Kabras? I'm asked to get a reward. You shouldn't do a void. You shouldn't do a void. This Hashem. I'm asked to get a reward. Not kuscha. I'm asked she ain't the kabel pras. So he says different. So he says, so why to say? I'm asked the kabel schar. What's pras means? A prusa, a piece. Like we said, prusa lechem means a slice, a piece. To be part of this means to cut, to slice something. Right? So he said, there's nothing wrong. A person does a void and wants to get schar. Okay, it's gefährlich. He says, "Pshar zazoi." He says, "A mashal." It's a very big mashal. He says, "A person, achamayim v'esam shana, goes up to Shemayim." And all of a sudden, he sees that you know they're putting him not where he thought he'd be going. They're putting him a little lower than he thought he'd be going. Chas v'shalom. So he says, "What's going on here?" He says, well, "You know, So he says, what do you mean? I learned Torah. I was kaveitim all the time. I learned all the time. He says, and my mashgiach always used to say, my rashi always say, Torah is everything. He says, it's true. You're right. He says, but let me ask you, when all of a sudden that night that the World Series was, like, what did you do? Did you come to the daf shir? The World Series, you said, how am I going to miss the World Series last week, right? How do I know it was the World Series last week? Because I was at a chasana, and I walked into a side room, and I see two people my age are watching the World Series. You know? I said, what are you guys doing? Watch, like, I had this screen, and it says, what do you mean? It's the World Series tonight. I said, oh, yeah. It says, the Mets. Okay, I said, but I could point myself. So he says, I'm ready to Gazach. He says, another example. He says, the person says, what do you mean? I didn't know kind of chesed, oilam mi bonah, chesed, yom tov chesed. He says, yeah, but that night that the whole shul got together to help an almana, where were you? That night, I decided to go out, for a sushi dinner. It was something. So he says, the Yeponim Yof is married to Gazach. Al tika vada mishamshim amanas kava pras. You think the Adon is giving you only a small portion. You give the value. How chashuv Torah is by you, that's how they're going to be machshavet upstairs. If to you it's only worth, this much, yeah, you go to shir, it's nice, but the simplest, little excuse, you get out of it. So you gave a certain value, give haracha, right? In what knows you say that haracha, the word haracha, hey, ayin, resh, chaf, hey, to value something, give value, is the same as achra, same letters, it's to decide. Meaning, how does a person decide something? What's more important? He has to give value to something. Should I buy this? Should I buy that? So what's you give a racha. Yeah, you might have to spend more money, but it's worth it. You buy a good suit, it'll last. You buy a cheap suit, it won't last. I am paying more. But you evaluate. What's more valuable? What's more? How do I decide something? So he says, you give the price tag on chesed. And it says, altim shamshu amanas lekabel pras. Amanas lekabel schar. They should get the whole schar, not just the price. He's saying, by Esav it was nothing. A lot of these things are hard to... That's what the Joshua ran. In Daskenim, you look at the back of the Daskenim, he says like this. This needs a little hesbub, just to first read the words. Vivas Esav, we mean Vayivas Mekvari Amavaz Esav. Doesn't mean Vayivas Esav because he sold him. He already did. Like, it doesn't say exactly what he did. He made fun of Pchai. Wow, Pchai, Pchai, big deal, bring kabanas, whatever it is. Goyse Zach. Therefore, Yankov saw because didn't mean anything. Venimtsa be sefer b'yudachas mekana talamed shim yesh be Russia sefer Torah. If a Russia has sefer Torah or mitzvah cheres, he has something. The mutal letzadik lermaisay v'litam memena. Pel de gazach. The sefer Torah is going to have a bezayin. It reminds me of a verse from the Satmar Rav. Satmar Shay says over, there's a chazal, a Zayyid, Ma'am Shiv quotes a Zayyid, says, Hakol Toli B'mazel, Afilu, you heard the expression, Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeichel. Hakol Toli B'mazel, everything's Toli B'mazel. Even as you have in a Heichel, in the what we call Darun Kodesh, so you have 10 Sefer Torah. So it's Toli B'mazel, which Sefer Torah is taken out to read? It's a Mazel. So Shay used to say from the Satmar Rav, that Satmar Rav Sefaket, it says, Hakol Toli B'mazel, the one that they keep in. It says, the one they keep out, so what happens? People talk by it. People don't listen. So it's a bezayin to the Sefer Torah. At least the one inside there has mechubed. So the Russia is going to be mevazah the Sefer Torah. Mitzacheres, the mutal at tzaddik lermoisa litlamen. Does he mean? In what way? What sense does he mean to say it? That's what I'm not sure. It means if you see it, memela, just like Yankov did all kinds of armor to buy it, or means you're allowed to get it out of him. I'm not sure what he means. Does it mean to buy it, not to buy it? That's also needs a hezbah. It's an interesting halacha that comes out of it. Okay, then there's another thing that already the Ktzais, interesting enough, quotes it. You see the Aruch Chaim quotes this Rivash too. The question is, first of all, why do you make a shvua? Why do you have to make a shvua? Secondly, what happened to the din of Eina Demakne Davar Shelo Bala Oilam? There's a klal, we know. That's what Pachoikas of Meir, Meir holds he could. And Chacham, we paskin, right? If you have a child who's learning a mafkid, that's the first sugi they learn, right? Ain't the makled davar shabayinu. If a person sells, I'm going to sell you the fruit that comes out of my trees, right? That's, I guess, in commodities they have what's called futures. Is that what it is, or am I wrong? Is that what futures are called? Yeah, futures. Output contract. What do we mean output? What the output's going to be. Oh, so can you buy the fruit of a tree? So not talking about the tree for the fruit, but the fruits of the tree.
But this is more diamond to the second case. It's not the fruit, because you're buying the Mechiris. What is with the Mechiris is that you get to do Avoida.
Yes, what does it mean you're buying? What are you buying? No, but you're buying Mechiris. You're not buying the person, you're buying the right to do Avoida.
It's
not there yet. The schuz, good, but that's you can't buy this. You have to buy the etzem. That's what davish obalayla means.
What? What
do you mean?
I mean,
but lemaisa is there's nothing that he's selling him. There's no avoid right now. He could do avoida. That's what I mean. But lechayim meant is that when there'll be a mishkan, there'll be something. Yeah, right. Yeah. So what are you buying? That's the question. What are you buying? So look at the. So this rivash. So now I'm just going to introduce a famous yeshiva shechakira. It's a Bechanan says it basically. Why can't you be makin the davish or avoida? What's its pshat that you can't be kind of us? He has two tzadim. He goes back and forth. We showing him. Is it because there's nothing to be chal? A kinyan has to be chal on something. If there's nothing there yet, it's not chal. So what are you being chal? There's no fruit to be chal. In other words, davish rabba la'ilam is not the pshat you're kind of right now. You're kind of when the thing comes out. When the fruit will come out, it becomes yours. But the ma'aseh right now, how can I make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist? Or the pshat is there's no smichas das. There's no smichas das. A person, something that isn't seen in front of him, a person doesn't have das, he's not semich das. He doesn't really mean to. We know that deep down inside doesn't really mean to buy it because it's not here yet. That's the shayla. Machlokes makes machlokes are showing him out of it, but that's the shayla. So oit kasafta. So shereisa shekasu b'shem Rabbeinu Yankiv ben Arash. The tour's name was Rabbeinu Yankiv. Shekasa b'shem aviv Arashda. So he says b'shem aviv. I think now it's in the tour al Torah. As I mentioned, I think last week there's a balatur al Torah and there's a tour al Torah. So it's found in the tour al Torah. The hamakne dava shelo b'la'olam. Im nishbal kacha, if he took a shvua shekana akoina, then the kinyan is chal, right? Then the kinyan is chal. In other words, they're assuming that. Even though he was a b'char, but he wasn't zeichet to do anything yet. He says he's going to do bimak of kabbonis. He didn't have anything yet. So the Torah quotes from his father that your coin is something. If you make a shul, even though it's a dov shobal oila, make a kain. That's what he says. I think it's more in shechonah such a shita. No, I'm so sorry. And so he says that if you make a shvua. So even though ain't the makna davar shelo olam, if you make a shvua with it, it's chal. V'rayasai, what was the raya of the Rosh? Memechira sapchayra shemacha esav v'yankiv deksiv hishavali. Right? So in other words, they're bothered. How could you sell davar shelo olam? And yet, you see, that with a shvua, it seemed to that's where you took a shvua. Of course, the shvua is in order to be the mekayim the mecha was chal. That's what the Rosh said.
But they work in tandem?
What?
They work in tandem?
What do you mean?
In other words, they work together?
Yeah, how does it work? Oh, so one second. Let's first finish the Tshuva Rosh. Vamarta, so you said, let me know what you think. Tshuva lava Rosh zav v'lava ben yakach simalei. He says, I don't believe that this what you told me, it doesn't have their signature on it, doesn't have their stample on it. The Mai says, like we said before, it is found now. You should be toiler on big people. You don't have what to be semich. They brought a raya. It was before the dibur. I'll explain what it is. Uman leimalan. Who says shalohaya adam makna az davar shelo balayim? Who says then there wasn't a din of davar shelo balayim? Interesting, right? They took a shvu. You know, it's Yo Kasha. He says, could be you could sell Davashabalim at that point. Shelo yara Esav b'davar. Esav shouldn't be have any tainas on him. Ki kira Yankov b'zeid yara v'ish zroya l'fikach hashbir. He knew him that he's a gaiver and a strong person, a bully. L'fikach hashbir made him take a shvur. That's what the Rivash says. Now, so first it's interesting. So they argue if there was a din of makna davar shabayla. So l'chayv, it sounds like it's totally in the Tam. If you say that, let's say, it has nothing to be chal on, right? It has nothing to be chal on. So if it has nothing to be chal on, so if there's nothing to be chal, what's the difference before Mount Torah, after Mount Torah, there's nothing to be chal on, right? L'chayv. But if you say, let's say, it's smichas das, before it is totally in smichas das, the guy's not semich das, so it could be, if the guy takes, I'm not going to sell to you, because I'm not going to buy it, because meicha taisi, that I should assume. But if the guy makes a shvua, then I'm going to know, what's the reason I'm not saying mechdas? So you can say, one is the peris are not going to come out. And secondly, is maybe the pshat is that who knows what will happen till then. But if he takes a shvua, so it could be the guy is saying mech on that. That could be the... So what does Rivash mean to say this was not manta? One you could say is that the pshat is that this whole din, that it's a chal, that's a svara. You see, your may argues on it. So that svara could be a svara that nischadish in Mount Torah. That's what Chazal felt. But meanwhile, at that time, people, you know, before they had the Torah, they felt that you could make a kinyan. They said something. That was, in other words, what kinyan are we talking about? Kinyanim are mugdar, they're defined by the society, right? The society says in America, there's laws of what's called, right? There's laws of what's called a kinyan. You can't just say I was coin is something. By us, it's different a lot. By us, kesef is not coin. I don't know if in American law that's true. If you go into a store and you pay to give the guy money, technically he could say to you, I didn't sell it to you. I won't go back. What?
The price has to be agreed upon. The price agreed upon to be a good sale.
If you give money, by, not by us.
Not as a give, agree upon.
Oh, even agreed, right. By us it's something to tumta. If that's the minigam medina, like mazal bracha by the... By diamond dealers. Okay, that's what's called in the Gemara Setumta. But Pashas, let's go without Minigam Medina. So there's different ways. So it could be that before Matan Torah, it was agreed upon that even something's achal, it's a good machias, it's achal. You see, your mayor holds that Torah. It's not necessary. It's a svar that came out after Matan, it could be. The mice is, I don't remember the concise, but Pshul Kutner learns Pshat in this Rivash. It's interesting. It's a Yududik Pshul Kutner. Pshul Kutner says, I probably could have had it on the computer. I realize it could be it's on the computer. It's very nice thing. He says that what the Rivash means to say is that you could sell Davar Shabbalayim before Matan Torah because everything was Davar Shabbalayim. Because the Gemara says, V'yisrat Yayim HaShishi, right? V'lamet Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asim Yisrael Mekabim Tayim Mutav Mav. So, Echza Oilam L'Toyah Vayu, right? V'yisrat Zutach V'sahar. That the Bunch made a Tanai, Maisa Bracious. When is there going to be a key to Maisa Bracious? Only if Klai Yisrael is Makabal Torah. If Klai Yisrael is not Makabal Torah, then the whole world will be destroyed. That will be come back to Toyu Voyu. See, so that's the Pshila Kutna. Pshila Kutna, he says that the Rivash meant to say is before Matan Torah, where everything was the Davar Shabbalaylam, you could also sell Davar Shabbalaylam. Okay? As far as not that portion. Since the whole world was the Davar Shabbalaylam, that's how people knew. That who knows what's going to be tomorrow anyway, so let's just live today. Let's just live. If I bought it, I bought it. Okay, that's a shein of pshat.
What? As far as the concept of smicha das, that only the kohen should have right to be chayzer.
The kohen, the bechor.
Yeah. No, the kohen.
The kohen.
It only comes with that you're not saying that something. So
right, so only the kohen, right.
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 Right. But now that he made him take a shvua, that's what we say. Quote that shita. So it's sort of saying is that you have a smichas das. I'm not going to go back on it. Okay. There's an
Orchaim. There's no kinyan. When the Torah specifies the kinyan.
So right. No. But the kinyan takes
rather. No. There's no. What? I mean, if the Torah specifies what works for karka, what works for something right. Else. So on a davar shel obal ve'olam, we never given a kinyan.
Yeah, but there are. Let's say the mandam holds that there is a kinyan davar. That means it will be koina vada later on. It's not koina right now.
Yeah.
But you can't go back on it. That's the pshat. But the kinyan is chal. As soon as you have the b'chayra, you could do it. That's the pshat. Doesn't mean it's chal right now. Look at this Orachayim HaKadosh. Oh, no. It's just here. Orachayim. V'yam yankiv machu kayyem b'charas. Right? Tzorach lades oimer kayyem. Mashi. Punch pshat. Michu kayyem. Sell like today. Kayyem shayim al-ashmah. It's a beautiful Orachayim. in Pachad Yitzchak, I don't remember where, Pachad Yitzchak somewhere also says come out the same thing. Tzorch Ladas Kayem She'in Lo Mashmaos. What does it mean, Kayem? V'nir Ali. Kiliyois Ki Pervezu Shekonam Emenu Yesh Bepratam She'in V'metzias El B'mois Ava. So first of all, it's Mashma that Esav's Avoid would have been only after Yitzchak would have been Niftah. Meanwhile, he was the Bchar and he did it. That's the Pshat, is every Bchar. V'hem Dvarim Shelo Bo Lo'im. So it's not here yet, like the Rivash says. U'kafitar Seina K'daisha Ein Oda Makadav Shelo. Later on, he brings the Rivash. The Zenis Chakim. The Zenis Chakim is Or Chaim's usual lashon to say the Torah said something or Yankee said something in order to get around it. It's a lashon. I'm not sure why he uses it. Like in order to, it sounds like in order to outsmart us, in order to show us, you know, that's why the pasuk used. Zenis Chakim Loima. That's why he came up. Kidei the word Kiyoyim. Kidei Sheskay Machir. That Machir should take place. How? Vuap Samari the Gavard. Vuapi Masha Amu b'Maseches Metziah. When it's b'Metziah, the Pasku Apayiskim Choshem Bishpat. Outside Oni. Let's say you have a hunter, right?
A what?
A hunter. You know what a hunter is in Yiddish? What? A Jaeger, right? A Jaeger. A tzayid, Oni she'ein loy ma yoichal. An Oni doesn't have what to eat, right? Doesn't have what to eat. So, but he needs food that day. Well, how does he work? He catches fish and he sells it. But the problem is, he has no food for breakfast. He has no food. He's an Oni. So Gemara says, ma yoichal she'oma ma she'yala mitzudasi ha'macharlach. That if he says, whatever my nets, whatever my fishing equipment, right? My mitzvah means technically my nets, my fishing rod, hayayim, whatever comes macharla, is salty. Memkur kaim, it's kaim. Ay, davashav lailam. So Gemara says at takana, v'tam mishum kedei chayim, in order he should live. He can't live otherwise. He needs money at the beginning of the day, this guy. He needs money for his kids for lunch, for supper. And by the time he finishes, they're going to starve, chalila. Right? That's called kedei chayev. Kedei chayev in order for him to live. Because we're goyim, she'ain atam tole ba'oyim hayoyim elu hodin yoyim acher memkor kayev. V'tam kedei chayev. That's what he needs. He says, I have enough money till Tuesday, but Wednesday I don't have food. So right now it's a good. It's raining. It's a good time to catch fish. When I catch it, will you pay me now? So din is its kayev. V'lomro hayoyim de elisha mashiyam sedos alamid yoyim shana shiyosim deim chiz. In other words, he needs it for. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says, I need it for 3 days. I need it for 4 days. As long as it doesn't mean 30 days. 30 days, you'll find an eitzah. Yeah, you'll find an eitzah. Av miches yom echad. What you need right now, b'chol mitzis sheyakayim. V'hu amar macha kiyem pirish kedin yom sheref ayefaya u'mishum kedei chayev memkor hagam shu davar shel oilam v'zulas mitzis zuk. Now for this, ain din shocheliskas memchar b'chora. Basically, he's saying is like this: what bothered Esav Yankov is I need this for my life. I can't live without this. I need the bechayra. He's saying it in the Jewish. I need the bechayra. The bechayra is something that I need. I can't live. Can't exist without it. The bechayra is rather Indian of being makom kabbonis to the banishim. So that's kedei chayev. In kedei chayev, then the din is you can take a sell the bechayra. Right, you can sell davar shel b'lailam. It's something that a person needs in order to go ahead and sustain himself. That just says it's kedei chayah, just like a person needs food for the day, so you can sell davar shel b'lailam. So too, Esav could go, Yankov could go ahead and buy because of kedei chayah. You know, it's something that he needs for himself. What? So that's what the Or Chaim is mashed more that way. Futna says it the other way, that it's kedei chayev in order that he should exist. In order he should exist, that it's such a zah. Right. What? Yeah, Yankov. Yes, the Or Chaim is mashed. You're right. I mean, Futna is the one who says the other way. You're right. V'hu amar machar kiyayim pirish kedin yayim. He needs memkor agam that he couldn't zulz mitzisa ain't din shiachaluska. Right, he says you're right. Hitzdik esav divrei yankiv karmi no oilach lamus michali kayay means diyor yain ve'ein lachat takana mishum kedei chayv gedayel mezu. Avudna wants to say that Legabe Yankiv was Kedei Chayim. Yankiv needed it, so the Kedei Chayim is on the coin. You don't really see for the Gemara. The Chayim is saying Kedei Chayim in order that he should, that what they needed for his life. So Memela, he could sell Alz Kedei Chayim. That's the, anyway, Kaponim, that's the Mechiris of Pryor Shalesa. One little thing, we have just 2 minutes. The Shaila is, when Yankiv sent Esav to go shecht for him, right? What would have been with that shechita? Is it a good shechita? Yitzchak sent Esav, sorry. The din is a shechita's mummer. Is also. What would have been with that shechita? What would you say? The shechita's Esav. No, it wouldn't have happened. That's how you have to learn. We have to remember the Hamdash Tzadikim. The Baruch Shataka made sure. Right, the Gemara says, like 2 weeks ago, said by Avraham Avinu, "Machi Avraham Avinu's gemalim are worse than Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair's behemoth didn't eat something not gemaised. Avraham Avinu's Rambam brings it. Avraham Avinu's behemoths would eat something that's not theirs. So Shailif, maybe Gezel is different. But Kaponim, as you're saying, David is saying, is Als Behemdash Tzadikim and Achanami Yankiv." Esav wouldn't have been a good shliach. Wouldn't have been not a good shliach. A good sheikh. That's the. Yeah. He, I think they say from Ostrovtsa was Rashi says was Leil Pesach, right? So he gave him to eat. So he says, "Balecha achicha b'mirma." He came with trickery. What was the trickery? What trick did he do? What tricked him? He says, no, the trick is because it was Pesach by night. He made him eat. Can't eat anymore. That's it. I can't eat from you. Let him eat from you. I got him. He had to eat in order to give a bracha. Whatever the Rishon go to big in Yonim, taka the Moshe Skeim as gansa vichas, the Indian of eating. He says, let him eat again. He says, Baruch Hichad Ba'arma. So I think, I don't remember the gematria, but some can remember Baruch Hichad Ba'arma is Epis Gematria, Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach. I'm not guaranteeing. I remember he says something there. It's in the Paradisais, if you were to quote. You look at the Paradisais. So many, many years ago. So he says, somebody to give up. He says, Baruch Hicha B'mirma. He says that what? Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.